we're generating new benefits and improving benefits. So you have to stay engaged to be familiar with all the benefits that are available to Seattle firefighters and Local 27 members.
Hey, Seattle firefighters. Today on Listen Up L27, we're going to be talking about some of the incredible leave benefits Seattle firefighters have. It's a big topic, but we're hoping to make sure you have access to the latest leave program links from the City of Seattle here on this episode's webpage. So if you miss anything, you can always go back to our page and find some of this information. All right, so let's get started. I'm Jen Pennington. I'm here today with recently retired firefighter and paramedic Dallas Baker. Dallas is a trustee chair for the Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and still serves on the executive board as a director for the union. Dallas, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
You've been educating members a long time on Local 27's benefits and healthcare programs. What is it you really want firefighters to know about their benefits?
I would say the most important thing that I recognize, because Dennis Carl and I started to put together a program about 6 years ago where we were educating our new members on all the benefits they had available to them. We would sit down. We could do this podcast. This could be our next podcast. It's a riveting 3-hour discussion on all the benefits available to Local 27 firefighters. And when Dennis and I were compiling this list of all the benefits to discuss with new people so they're familiar with everything they have available to them, what I noticed is that a good share of the benefits that we're discussing were either generated during my career or improved or changed to be, you know, more accessible to firefighters in my career. What I learned, or what that pointed out to me, is that we are continuing to work for Seattle firefighters and improve the benefits available to us, having everybody engaged and involved. Once you learn about these benefits, you're not done, because we're generating new benefits and improving benefits. So you have to stay engaged to be familiar with all the benefits that are available to Seattle firefighters and Local 27 members.
I think that's a great reminder about getting more involved in your union and what you guys are up to. So Dallas, we know sick leave is an important benefit, but I know some Seattle firefighters have questions about the way it works. Can you explain that a little bit better?
I can. So we accrue sick leave on a per hour basis. And so I know a lot of firefighters are frustrated that we don't accrue sick leave at the same rate as some other departments that they may, you know, they may know a firefighter in another department. The reason that is because we work a shorter work week than most other departments. We work around 46 hours per week, and most other departments work about a 56-hour work week. So it's those 10 hours per week that we work less hours that generates the lower sick leave balances than a lot of these other departments around us.
And can you talk about the leave options members have available to them? Is there anything in particular they should be paying attention to with their leave benefits?
There is. So I do know that firefighters are frustrated that they don't accrue sick leave as fast as some other departments, but we have other benefits available to us as Seattle firefighters that we can use to protect our sick leave and not go through our sick leave as fast as some other departments may. So we have available to us, we have paid family care leave is a benefit available to the City of Seattle employees. That's 160 hours, about 6.5 shifts of leave available that does not come out of your sick leave, compensated at the same rate as you are when you're off on sick leave. It's about 6.5 shifts to care for a family member if they have a planned medical procedure coming up. And even if it's not planned, they have been able to apply it retroactively. You just have to contact Dory Towler on the fourth floor at headquarters, and she can get you the paperwork. And once the physician has completed the paperwork, you will be eligible for up to 6.5 shifts of leave per year, per 365-day year. So that replenishes after 1 year. That is an important way to protect your sick leave balances. We also have, and this has both started and increased in my career, we also have paid parental leave. And that's 20 shifts of time off to help with newborns and adoptions and foster care children, so that when you have a new child in the family, you get up to 20 shifts of paid leave to connect with that child. And that's another leave benefit available to Seattle firefighters that most cities don't have.
That's pretty impressive. And one of the things that I was also looking at is maybe you can talk a little bit about the difference between family and medical leave versus paid family care leave. They're very close sounding, so maybe we can help people understand the differences.
Right. So there is a couple other forms of leave that are state benefits. So the paid family medical leave is benefit available through the state. Again, those benefits are available to take care of your family, and you still have job protections. You'll still continue to have health care provided if you need to leave the job to take care of a family member. There's also FMLA, which is unpaid leave, but provides job protection with health care. That's another valuable benefit that we also coordinate through Dory Toller at the fourth floor of the headquarters.
I think you mentioned this a little bit, but you talked a little bit about the Washington State paid family and medical leave benefit, and that's in addition to the city's benefits, right?
That's correct. So the state benefit pays at a lower rate. It's a state rate. It's comparable to our long-term disability leave, where it's 60% of your wage, but it's tax-free, and that's an excellent benefit to take care of family members if that need arises. You don't have to utilize your sick leave benefits, and so you can protect your sick leave balances by using these other benefits available.
There are so many great benefits here. I was wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add or talk about. I know that you and I have talked about some great ways to save on medical expenditures. Maybe you want to touch on that a little bit?
I would. So we also have some available benefits through the city. You sign up for these during open enrollment period. There's a flexible spending account. And they have flexible spending account for medical expenses and flexible spending account for childcare expenses. And so if you are paying any of these expenses, which most of us do, especially for medical expenses on an annual basis, it's an excellent opportunity to save up to whatever your tax rate is, which for Seattle firefighters, when we did the research, was about anywhere from 12 to 18% most firefighters tax rate. And so that is an immediate savings off of childcare expenses and medical expenses. They are IRS qualified medical expenses. And so you can get a debit card and access to money. One of the other benefits for the flexible spending account, sign up for it during open enrollment in October. Starting the first week of January, that entire sum of money that you've committed to contribute throughout the year is available in that first week of January. So when I had kids getting braces, I coordinated with the orthodontist and we did two payments, one in January, and then the following January we'd make the next payment. And I was able to do it exclusively through the benefits of the flexible spending account. And so that was 18% discount off the costs of my kids' braces. We also tracked our expenses throughout the year, and so we knew that every year we were going to have a certain expenditure that we paid on co-pays, deductibles, prescription medications, all of these IRS-qualified expenses. If I didn't know I was going to have a large expenditure, like braces, for example, but I knew that we spent about $1,200 a year on different medical expenses, co-pays, deductibles, and prescriptions, that's an 18% savings because these flexible spending money comes out untaxed. And so that's just another opportunity for us to save money on both medical expenses and childcare costs.
I think that's great. When you look at all the benefits that you guys have, there's a lot of people who would be very jealous about what you've got.
Yes.
And for our listeners, don't worry if you didn't catch all of this. We are going to be posting links on this episode's webpage, and you can find the comprehensive list of leave programs available to you there. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jen Pennington. And until next time, this is Listen Up L27. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thanks, Jen.
Listen Up L27 is brought to you by Seattle Firefighters Healthcare Trust and Local 27.